Hi, I'm food and entertainment journalist Al Mancini, the creator of the weekly Food and Loathing podcast, an irreverent journey behind the scenes of the dynamic Las Vegas restaurant and bar scene. And when I want the best food intel for Southern California, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA Radio.
And welcome back. It is hour two of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball 2024. And you can also catch us on the Angels Radio app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, putting it all together. Glad to have you out there. One little program note for those of you that are listening on the stream. At 11:30 this morning, the stream goes to Angels pregame. The Halos are playing the Guardians in Cactus League play. But no worries. We are still on the airwaves on AM radio at 8:30. So for those of you on the stream, just turn on your AM radio and you can stay with us. But we just don't want you to wonder at 11:30 for the streaming folks where we went. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Heading back up to the Bay Area and chatting with James Beard Award-winning winner Shelley Lindgren, who is the owner and wine director at A16, a very prominent restaurant in San Francisco, with now a branch in Oakland and also represented in the Ferry Building. Apologies for cutting her off mid-sentence, but we're resuming the conversation with Shelley, and she was just talking about the red blend tansy wine that is going to be part of the festivities on Monday at AOC for the Festa de la Dona event. Again, AOC Brentwood, reservations available on Open Table. Shelley, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me. This is so fun. I love it. Talking about food and wine, that's what I do every day. I love it.
You know, me too. Yeah. And particularly good food and wine.
Yes.
So tell us about that. We want to let you finish in terms of the red blend tansy that will be available by the glass for the Regarding Her event that you're celebrating. It's your tribute to the Italian Festival of Women, this La Festa della Nonna.
Oh, yeah. I learned about this this holiday because of our Italian friends, and it's such a great, it's been become a big tradition. We had an incredible turnout of showing up and celebrating your fellow woman, and our focus of, I mean, this is why these winemakers from Sicily, they came out specifically to be here for this celebration. And the Tansy Red Blend, so they're going to have their reds, the Nerola Mascalese based Etna Rossos from the volcano on Sicily. And we'll have the Tansy Red, which is has a little bit of a, in the blend, is a grape from Piedmont area called Ruque. And it has a nice aromatic, like a violet rose petal aromatic. And there's just a tiny bit in it, but you really pick it up on the aromas. And then there's Malbec, there is Grenache, and some other really rich, smooth wine. So it tastes, it really goes with lots of different types of food. It's like something you could enjoy every day. It's like great with pizza, pasta, and all kinds of different, you can even have, it's a red you can have with seafood, actually all these reds you could. And you can also have with meat. So it's nice to have versatile options. And that's what I think that you'll find with the wines in general, including Tansy.
Yeah, Shelley sounds delicious to me. And we also want our listeners to know that 10% of wine flights and menu special sales for that night will be benefiting Regarding Her. So not only is there wonderful food and wine, some incredible female winemakers and restaurateurs, but this is also supporting a worthy cause. So definitely nice gesture there. Now, Shelley, we mentioned in the last segment that you have a brand new book out that is going to be available for purchase on Monday night at AOC in Brentwood called Italian Wine, The History, Regions, and Grapes of an Iconic Wine Country. Tell us a little bit more about your new effort, because that sounds like a book for wine lovers you want to have on your bookshelf at home.
This was a big project. It's our third book. The first two were half food and half wine. So we covered the whole region of Italy between the two. And our publisher is 10 Speed Press, which is now Penguin Random House. Owns that, but it's here, up here in Berkeley. And it really focuses on a lot of cookbooks, wine books, and other kind of specialty artistic expression focuses. And so they asked us to do this book about, I'm thinking it was about 8 or 9 years ago. So we've been focused on completing this. It took about 7 years to do this book. And it covers, it could be a reference book if you're traveling to Italy or wanting to learn about all this biodiverse grapes of each region. So you have 20 regions, and we break it down into the 20 regions, and we want you to have a kind of an idea of what this region is about and give you some history behind it. The history is so deep and important of why these grapes got there or, you know, arrived and where they're at today. And then, in the back, we also talk about regional dishes and the regional grapes of the area. So you could take it, I would say it's an excellent like reference book too. And like some of our friends are studying wine to be a sommelier. There are a lot of indexes and references of places that if you're interested in a certain region or type of wine, we'll tell you where to go to get that information. We gave you tons of information in here. And there's the first part is a smaller portion of the book. It talks about, you know, a little bit of the history of Italy as a country, and just give you some background of why there's so many grapes and how do you, you know, remember them or, you know, if you want to know them, and also ordering them on a list in, as a consumer. And so I've spent a career really focused on this, and I started with French wine and started studying the world of wine and then found Italy, and what a magical place. I'm so in love with the country and their attention for, I mean, you name it, artistically, not just shoes, clothes, food, wine, ingredients, olive oil, all the things that are really important as a lifestyle. And so you can really go to any region in Italy and find unique grapes and a way of enjoying them with the food. And that's what we wanted to bring to life in the book.
Shelley, I love your passion for all of that. As we're close to running out of time, I know you have been eagerly and busily studying Italian. How is your Italian coming along?
We have many amazing Italians that work with us at the restaurant. And I try. I wish I had the gift of language as much as others do. But I could get by in Italy, and it's definitely in a restaurant, and some words I use frequently, but I would say I could do better.
Shelley, you're being very modest. Let's recap for our audience. Shelley Lindgren is the wine director and also the proprietor of A16 in San Francisco, very well known for their authentic VPN pizza, now a branch in Oakland and also a presence in the Ferry Building in San Francisco. And we are very fortunate that Monday night she is going to be at AOC in Brentwood. It is regarding her event in celebration of Women's History Month. It's La Festa della Donna. It is reservation, so go to Open Table. But what's really nice is the menu is a la carte, so you can mix and match. There will be specials that are inspired by Shelley's cookbook, the A16 cookbook, and you have two Sicilian female Italian winemakers. Their wines are going to be available by the glass, and Shelley's newly released tansy wines, a white and a red. So definitely an evening that is worthy of your attention. Shelley, we look forward to following your progress. Thanks for the time. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're up in Paso Robles talking wine, the Allegretto wines. Boy, is this a story. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.